Joburg's number one news and information station. Talk Radio 702 with John Robbie.
Thanks, Docky. Well, we had a great chat to Oprah Winfrey on Friday. What a star she is. And a story in the papers today about the kids selected to go to her academy. It's fantastic. And it's an interesting issue, this model, a school for leadership, declared an independent school by the local minister of education. And we're sort of discussing the question, is this a model to be replicated? Some people say it's elitist. You might remember from Friday, I asked Oprah that question.
School like this, you would only have wealthy children.
Yes.
You would only have wealthy children who could help you pay the cost of building that school, would help you pay for the cost of running that school. And that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to have create an environment of support and nurturing, not only for academics, but also for spiritual and emotional development, so that these girls will know who they are.
Well, there you are. She said very definitely it's not elitist. On the line, we've got Dean of Education at the University of Pretoria, Professor Jonathan Janssen. Professor, welcome to you. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you, John.
What do you think of this initiative? I look at this school, I look at these kids, the opportunity they've been given. I think it's fantastic.
I think it's brilliant. You know, the truth is we would all like South Africa to have 29,000 schools that operate with the same kind of resources.
Yep.
And enthusiasm as the Winfrey School. But that's not going to happen for a very long time, and it might never happen. The truth is that a very small number, especially of black kids, make it into university, make it into leadership,
yep,
in business and education and what have you. And that small number of schools need to be expanded. So I think we should encourage initiatives, especially when it's funded from outside of the state purse, you know, like the Cedar Campus,
yes,
et cetera, that enables young people who would not otherwise get a shot, you know, at further education. This is just brilliant. I think it's wonderful. The fact that it has an all-around curriculum and doesn't just focus narrowly on school subjects is wonderful.
You see, the danger is, I'm looking at the huge excitement, but I'm also getting a lot of SMSs and stories of families who their kids are inconsolable, because they dreamt of going to this school, and often because the forms were put in late or received late from their own schools, etc., etc., they're devastated. Now, if you go this model, and if you have these centres of excellence with private money put in, still a lot of people are going to be disappointed and left out, aren't they?
Well, that's even true of the ordinary public schools, you know, the reasonably good schools. I mean, is the situation of a parent who goes in with a gun in the Northwest Province because he knows that the not being accepted basically means that the kid is...
That's right, I remember, in Randfontein,
So, I mean, your parents are rational, and they look at these opportunities, and if they don't get in, they're devastated. I think what we should do is, rather than shut down schools like this, you know, see this as a challenge to other entrepreneurs, to other businesses, and say, create more schools like that, like the mining houses did around the mines.
Yes.
For children of mining.
Churches did as well, didn't
exactly,
they, with the church schools, yeah.
So we need more of this, not less.
You see, you can't slam people who are aiming at excellence. The other story, though, is about teachers, you know. Isn't there a danger that schools like this are going to, almost by definition, because of the money that's been put into them, attract the top teachers, and therefore, once again, the less fortunate people are going to suffer even more?
Yeah, but let's be realistic. I mean, they're not going to attract more than 50 or 60 kids, teachers per school, like
that. Yeah, yeah.
In a, you know, and we have close to 1 million teachers in this country. So, again, the challenge here is not to slam these schools. The challenge is, in this case, to sort of say, now, how do we produce more teachers and better qualified teachers throughout the system so that all schools benefit? But I think these initiatives must be encouraged.
Terrific. Professor, thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye. That's Professor Jonathan Janssen. Rock of common sense, I reckon, when it comes to education. Dean of Education at Tuckey's. You know, I'm just thinking, if you were a businessman now and you'd, you know, I don't know, you have your share options had come up or something, and you decided to go fishing and you wanted to do something, and you had a certain number of millions and you said, I want to put it into education. Should you put it into a school like this for the very reasons that the professor has said, or should you go to the poorest school in the most depressed area of your local township, whatever, and say, guys, we want to bring you guys up as well, you know, and put it that way? It's a very interesting debate, but I go along with that thing. How can you slam something that focuses and rewards excellence? 7:45.